Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug, and it's Tuesday, and I just stayed in the studio. I just figured I'd stay overnight.
From yesterday.
I got Doug, a lot of work done. It was great.
For being here, because we wanted to update our negative effects of marijuana show that you and I have done.
We've done it almost annually for, five or six years.
It's infamous on YouTube.
There's a YouTube video. And I think if you Google negative effects of marijuana...
We're doing better and better. We're reaching for page one of results.
All right.
But we are getting there. So how do you want to do this, Doug? There's too many peer-reviewed scientific papers of how horrendous the effects of marijuana are to cover them all. There's too many... And we like to talk about crime, some of the crime committed by potheads, some of the worst crimes, the things that tear America apart kind of crime committed by potheads.
Well, first of all, I'm thinking that maybe we just do 2017, 2018. That's probably, we could probably handle that
just
many
the
papers.
Last 2 years, because we have them all listed.
Yes, we do.
KGov.com/pot. They're all there.
Pretty easy to get to.
Okay, so we'll do a couple years worth of the latest research.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And then let's start by discrediting the myth that pot never hurt anyone.
Oh.
Because I hear that.
Well, from potheads.
Exclusively from potheads, I think. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Pot never hurt
anyone. So how do you discredit
that? So here's how we
aside from our page where we list all these crimes.
But that's really obvious. And plus, people might think we're biased. So just go to Google right now. Go to news.google.com. Let's just search the news.
I go to that page quite often.
Quite often when you want to find
news.google.com.
Yeah. And just search the word marijuana.
Right now? Like
right
we're
now,
on the air?
On the air. Search it.
All right.
So you've heard the saying that pot never hurt
anyone. I can't believe. Okay. Number one result.
Okay. What's number one?
Washington Post.
Okay.
12 minutes ago. Auto accidents higher in 4 states where pot is legal.
All right. Now, as far as I know, and correct me if I'm wrong, people often are hurt in auto accidents.
Oh, yeah.
And even killed.
Yeah. In fact, I think one of the studies, we have reported on this, it's been in one of our annual shows where especially Colorado and Washington, where it's been legal the longest, significant, and then Oregon too, significant spikes in accidents. You shouldn't call them an accident, in crashes.
Well, no. Yeah, that's not an accident at that point.
And of course, it can't happen because marijuana makes you a better driver.
Oh, yeah.
And Doug, 15% of the potheads who get arrested driving with THC in it have kids in the car.
Wow.
15%.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really horrific.
I heard.
Because they're idiots, because they think they're safer drivers.
Yeah, and they're putting their kids in danger, which
of course.
That's a crime.
Right.
And anyway, I heard you on the air. I can't remember. It was not too long ago. Where you were talking about witnessing some girl driving a car, treating it as if it were a video game.
Oh yeah,
it was scary to listen to.
Yeah, she was.
And I've seen this on a few occasions now, out on the freeway.
Yeah, Colorado driving has changed.
Yeah, it's different now.
Yeah, it's scarier. And Doug, look at this story. Look at this.
You just
told me go to news.
Now, and we didn't Google. We didn't Google
this is,
marijuana accidents or deaths
this
or
is
injuries.
Raw. This is fresh.
Okay. Well, all we did was Google the word marijuana. Google News.
Okay, out of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay. Have they legalized pot in Wisconsin? Well,
they're working on it. They're they're not as far advanced. As Colorado. Police say legal marijuana impacting drug traffickers. Police in Wisconsin say they are seeing a rise in heroin and meth. One reason may surprise you. It's the drug cartel's behavior to the legalization of marijuana in states across the country.
So they have to go for different markets now.
The unintended consequences of legalizing marijuana include the opioid epidemic, Doug, because... If it's cool to get high, it's fun to get high, it's acceptable, it's civilized to get high, well, tell that to tens of millions of people and see if they respond.
They do respond.
And if it's okay to get high, who's going to tell them, just use marijuana?
Yeah, exactly, right? And the cartels, The cartels need to keep making money, right?
Of course.
So they're going to sell harder and ever more dangerous drugs, and people are going to take them.
Yeah, and there's tons of crime in marijuana, including the legal marijuana industry. Tons.
Oh, yeah.
Of crime and nightmare and horrors
right.
and lives destroyed.
Well, you know, I call I-70 between the Purina factory and the Eagle Claw fish hook factory.
Yeah.
I call that the skunk strip.
Oh.
So it used to be broken down warehouses that you could rent real cheap. Well, now they're all full.
Yeah.
And when you drive that stretch of I-70, it hits you in the face.
Doug.
The stench.
I've been helping out one of our seven sons as a home remodeling business.
Yeah, yeah.
And on my day off during the week, I've been working with him instead of going to the YMCA to work out.
There you go.
Fewer homos, too, at the job site. So anyway, so I go to this Ames taping. Drywall, sir, okay. You know, supply shop
right.
to buy stilts so you could.
Oh, yeah, I did that once. That is
that it's
surprisingly easy, right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, this was just on this past Thursday.
Now, that's a workout.
And I go in there and I talk to everybody. And the gal behind the counter says, you know, we got this pot dispensary next door.
Uh-huh.
And for weeks it was making me sick.
Yeah,
and people standing outside of our store smoking and. And when I pulled up there, I'm like, what are all these people hanging around here? And sure enough,
supply.
And she said, but you know what? My body's gotten used to it.
Oh,
and
man.
I feel bad for her because secondhand smoke is dangerous.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
Hey, try going to the Granger just off of I-70 and Tower Road. Those poor people, that whole neighborhood smells like a skunk graveyard. And I mean, it's pungent and it'll make your eyes water. Those poor guys.
So, Doug, our page, kgov.com/pot.
Even a pothead can find it because it's just three letters.
/POT.
That's it.
So we list all these scientific peer-reviewed papers published in various journals.
Right.
And what they're finding out, and for the most part, they're done by universities that are pro-marijuana.
Absolutely. These are not Christian fundamentalist organizations.
No.
No.
So this is all evidence contrary to interest.
Which is the most compelling evidence.
Yeah. So if you're a professor at a university and you come out with research saying marijuana is dangerous, does that improve your status on the campus?
Not with the students.
You got more students, even the faculty,
right.
the administration.
Well, these days, right.
The administration, they're all potheads.
Yeah, exactly. There's like one guy left in the admissions department who hasn't smoked pot.
Right. So before we get to those, let's just mention a handful of the crimes that helped to tear America apart that were committed by potheads.
All right.
And to start with, Ferguson's Michael Brown.
Oh, the legendary. Yeah. Now
committed suicide by cop, burned down the city.
Yeah.
The consequences of.
Yeah. In fact, we're still suffering the consequences of that incident right now today.
Right.
Yeah.
So Ferguson's. I remember you stayed outside of Ferguson.
Oh.
Right.
During the riots. Yes.
The hotel
people,
was on lockdown.
The hotel was locked down. They had to come in and escort me in, and they looked out with obvious fear in their eyes. You could see they were afraid. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. So then here in Colorado, you've got the Aurora Theater murderer.
Right. James Holmes.
James Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Pothead.
Yeah.
In Boston, the Boston bomber, the Islamic terrorist, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev.
Yeah, that's right. The brothers there, yeah.
Yeah. One of the brothers was a pothead. In fact, Doug, before we leave that, the religion of peace.
I remember that would be Islam, of course. That peace jumps into my mind when I think of Islam.
So far, 34,000 deadly Muslim terrorist attacks in the name of Allah since 9/11 around the world. 34,000.
Wow.
Committed by adherence to the religion of peace. Mm-hmm. kgov.com/terror.
Yeah.
It's right there.
That's just an appendage to the pot update, another update on terrorism.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about things that hurt people.
Oh, yeah.
And kill people.
And, you know, a week ago we did our list of homosexual mass murderers.
Oh, that's right.
Which is prohibited in many Western countries.
You could be arrested. If you ever are going to be arrested, Bob, it'll be for that
show. If I cross the border and go to Canada.
Oh, you're a goner.
All those racist Hollywood celebrities who said, if Trump's elected, I'm going to move to Canada.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Why did not a one of them say they're going to move to Mexico? Those racist movie stars.
That's right.
Racist.
They want to go live with all those
Mexico
white people
is 80 miles away.
That's right. You could drive
80. Why are they all going to Canada? Those racist dogs.
Oh, man.
Dogs.
Yes, yes.
So at any rate... The criminals who are potheads who helped to tear the country apart.
Yeah.
Baltimore's Freddie Gray.
Mm. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah.
The Planned Parenthood shooter, Robert Louis Deer. Remember him?
I remember. And he's still alive. He's still among us.
Yeah.
Pothead.
Should have been
moved
put to
death. Colorado after legalization.
Right. To get pot.
Yeah. To be a bum and smoke dope.
The kind of criminals we attracted. The infamous murderer, Jody Arias.
Oh, yeah.
Pothead.
Mm-hmm.
Grew her own, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes Tucson's mass murderer.
James Loeffner, who shot Gabby Giffords, amongst others, and killed some of the others.
Yeah. And then there's the other terrorists, Islamic terrorists, like Chattanooga's Muhammad Abdulaziz.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've got the Vegas Strip murderer, Lakeisha Holloway.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got Trayvon Martin. Remember, he turned on... What's his name?
Oh,
who was found
Trayvon
not
Martin.
Guilty?
Yeah, the
when you're a pothead, you make bad decisions.
Indeed,
and one is don't turn on somebody.
Right.
When you're walking through a neighborhood
and it's dark, and maybe he has a gun.
Yeah, it's not wise.
Not wise. No.
It's so tragic.
That's why they call it dope.
Mm.
Makes you do dopey things, stupid things that you probably wouldn't do were you not under the influence.
So the amount of crime committed by potheads. And it's the kind of crime that has just in the last few years torn the nation apart.
Really, yes.
And for potheads to say that marijuana doesn't have any kind of an effect that makes you a criminal.
Hmm.
I mean, how stupid could... Well, I retract that question.
Yeah, because it's beyond...
It's not answerable.
It's beyond your ability to conceive how stupid... Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
There's no bottom to that abyss.
Right. There is another one of those.
So
we can do some clinical studies here.
Why don't we mention... Yeah, and these are peer-reviewed, published over just the last 2 years, because we have dozens of these.
Oh, yeah.
All listed
chronologically. I don't think we can do the whole list.
KGov.com. Well, you suggest it, and I think it's a good idea. Just 2 years' worth.
Yeah. If we were to elaborate on every one of these on the list, we would be here all day. So
this
we'll
first
start in
2017. Study, Psychological Medicine is the name of the journal. And they found out that half of all first-time patients worldwide admitted for drug treatment are potheads. Half. Now, pot is not addictive.
And nor is it a gateway drug in any way.
It's not addictive.
Right? Yeah.
So I don't understand how half of all first-time patients admitted for drug treatment worldwide are admitted for marijuana. They're admitted for marijuana. And it's not addictive.
It's not addictive in any way.
This is an enigma.
Yeah. It's, well...
This cannot be explained.
Things start to get weird when you start to alter the consciousness of a whole globe full of people.
Yeah. So, and this is more than that means for heroin and cocaine combined.
Wow.
More people are seeking treatment
for
their drug addiction for marijuana than heroin and cocaine combined.
Although the cartels are working on that differential.
Yeah.
They're doing their best.
So how about this, published in Frontiers in Psychiatry? Right?
Okay.
These are all the names of different journals, peer-reviewed journals.
Right. And these are not published by a Christian publishing house.
No.
No, they're not.
Unfortunately, the science would be better.
Probably, yes.
If it was Christ-based.
Indeed.
But Frontiers in Psychiatry, violence was 2.5 times more likely from pot smokers discharged from psychiatric hospitals than from their other patients.
Wow, 2.5 times more.
That's not 12% more or 25% more. It's 2.5 times more likely.
Wow.
So what distinguishes the potheads who are, you know, psychotic?
Yeah, that is
from the other psychotic patients who are released. Other than the fact that the first group smokes pot. That's what's distinguishing these two groups.
Right, right. And the potheads, are more violent.
Yeah. Violent people use cannabis. This is Canadian researchers, Doug, who studied U.S. patients.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruled out other possible explanations, such as when they looked for alcohol contribution.
Right. Now, alcohol has famously contributed to violence for all of human history. That's well known.
Yeah, right.
But marijuana, they tell us that it just mellows you out, man.
And guess what else they ruled out? That violent people use cannabis? They ruled that out, too.
Oh.
So they looked for people who had, like, a violent past.
Ah, I got you.
And they excluded them from the study.
Wow, that's a pretty well-done research.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's, you know, if peer review is done well, it could be valuable. But all of this is all propaganda. This is all propaganda.
Oh, of course.
So don't worry about it.
It's a part of the conspiracy of
the
man.
If you're a pothead, don't worry about it.
No.
You have nothing to worry about.
They're just trying to kill your buzz, dude.
Yeah.
That's all.
How about this study from Bristol University? Researchers studied 5,000 youths.
Okay.
They found that teens who regularly smoke pot are 2.6 times more likely.
I believe that says 26 times more likely.
No, that number's too high. That's like stratospheric.
Uh-huh.
They are 26 times more likely to begin using other drugs by age 21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
26 times more.
Wow.
That's, well, I mean, that's horrifying.
I can confirm the validity of that data just based on my high school graduating class and what we experienced between the ages of 17 and 21.
Wow.
It bears that data out. Wow.
And how about this? Let me ask you this. And the same study, they're 37 times more likely to be addicted to nicotine.
Yep. Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Sounds about right.
Hey, if you're smoking pot.
If you're already smoking.
Obviously, getting high is, there's nothing immoral about getting high. It's something to be proud of, especially in Colorado.
Well,
you know what the morons we have who voted to decriminalize marijuana. So 26 times more likely to begin using other drugs. And, you know, when you say marijuana is a gateway drug, it's as though the other drugs are worse. Not necessarily.
No, actually,
there's so much evidence that marijuana destroys millions of lives, destroys them.
Right.
I mean, it makes stupid people even stupider.
That's true. Yes. Now, there are other drugs that make you fall down more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean they're worse
to
your body and your mind and society.
It might be more obvious that they're dangerous and you might get off of them quicker.
That's
if
true.
You can,
and
but
they,
a lot of people can't.
If they fall down, they only themselves. Hurt themselves. And
yeah, so like the opioid crisis that we're currently living through, what a horrific thing.
Yeah,
how many
is.
Of those people started out with pot? If pot users are 26 times more likely to begin using other drugs.
Yeah.
And 37 times more likely to start smoking cigarettes and 3 times more likely to have an alcohol problem, all as compared to teens who don't smoke marijuana.
Yes. I mean, it's to say that it's just common sense. I mean, they did a study. That's great that they did a study to bear it out. But just live life and look around, and you can see that this is...
In a way, what a waste of money, right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
That study
was
published in the Journal of Epidemiology.
Wow, epidemiology. Yeah. The drug epidemic.
Now, that word, epidemiology, for potheads and public school teachers tuning in, we don't have to describe it.
Well, maybe we could send them to the dictionary. That's a good thing for them. Put down the smoking materials.
Dictionary.com. Epidemiology. Yes.
Epidemiology. Look it up. Next on the list, we have a study published in the Journal of Neuroscience.
Sounds prestigious.
Neuroscience sounds difficult.
Yes.
So if you go to college, you can either take film or film women's studies.
Film appreciation, basket weaving,
or
women's
neuroscience.
Studies.
Neuroscience.
Social justice warrior.
But neuroscience is a real science.
Yes.
And the study published in the Journal of Neuroscience identifies at the cellular neuron level how pot causes addiction and strongly interferes with the brain's sophisticated physiological reward system.
Wow, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And that could be why Miley Cyrus and Woody Harrelson recently quit smoking dope.
Yes.
Well, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Doug, this one page has so many stories. Who's that rock and roller who falls out of the car on the highway?
That was George Michael before he died.
Oh,
from drugs.
I didn't know that he died of drugs.
He died of drugs.
He fell out of the car. They were doing like 50 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And he fell out of the car. And first thing he said was, I got to stop smoking pot, man.
Yeah, but he should have stopped with the pills, too.
Yeah.
But he did eventually. Hmm. Anyway,
so,
Bob, this story.
So all potheads eventually quit.
All potheads eventually quit because there's no pot in hell.
No.
We want to remind the audience, especially you youngsters out there smoking dope. There's no dope in hell. There's no beer in hell and no dope in hell. Hmm. So there. Now I got to tell you.
And there's no divorce in hell.
There's no divorce.
So Bill Clinton really better get his act together and repent.
Because you know Hillary's going to be there, Bill.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
if we get that message to him, he'll become a Christian.
That's it. But could be the one thing that could reach through, you know?
Yeah.
But I listened to you do a show on this particular story, this Journal of Neuroscience, about a physiological reward system, which I was unaware of, that sophisticated system. I was unaware of it until I heard you, and I believe it was you and Fred Williams,
who talked about
this particular study. And I talked to some friends of mine, some coworkers of mine, who smoke wax. Have you heard of this?
No.
This stuff is... anyway, you have to use a torch and a whole glass system. It's very
so smart.
And they do it first thing in the
morning. These are your smarter coworkers.
These are some coworkers of mine, and they're young guys in their early 20s, you know. And I told them, I said, you are going to destroy your ability to experience joy. You're going to destroy it. I said, you're using it up. You're burning it out. You've got to stop this.
Wow.
And it led to a whole long conversation, not just about THC.
Right.
But about women, marriage, love, God, the Bible, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, everything that's important.
Yes.
When there's a crisis, the things we talk about every day are the things that everyone thinks about when there's a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really wise to think about those most important things even when you're not in the middle of a crisis.
That's true. And here's the thing, Bob. They don't think they're in a crisis. They think they're just fine because they're 20 and they're indestructible.
Right.
But that veil of indestructibility will collapse, and they will realize. And so, anyway, this just hearing about this news article, this publication.
THC interferes. So your body produces endorphins and
cannabinoids, right?
Yeah. And there are receptors on your neurons.
Yeah.
And if your boss comes by and pats you on the back, there's 100 examples. I love that one because... that can happen, and it can make your day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
But for that to register, your body produces these chemical signals that then your neurons need to receive. There needs to be basically a binding site on the neuron for that. And if not, your boss pats you on the back, and it means nothing to you in a physiological sense. And it turns out THC, when they latch on, they don't let go.
That's right.
They stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get your paycheck, it doesn't mean too much to you. When your wife says thank you, it doesn't mean too much to you. When your kids run up and hug you, it doesn't mean too much to you. The only thing that means anything to you is that you smoke another joint and get more THC molecules to knock the current ones off and reattach.
Yeah.
And eventually that starts to wear out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's just... It's shocking to see what legalization has caused to be available. It's actually scary what these young kids are doing, and they don't even realize that they're destroying themselves.
Right.
They don't understand that. Well, I think they do understand it now because I told them, or at least they have no excuse. Let's go. The next study, Bob, pot smokers are 4 times more likely to get a heart attack.
Come on, that can't be true. Yeah, that must come from Focus on the Family.
No, well, this comes from Case Western Reserve University.
Respectable,
and this is a study of over 200,000 pot smokers.
Come on. Yeah. That many? I didn't know there were. There are millions.
And they compared that group of a couple hundred thousand to 10 million people who don't smoke pot.
So potheads.
Yeah.
Four times more likely to get a heart attack. Yeah, but it has no harmful effects, though.
No. It's as serious as a heart attack.
And if, that's what it is. When folks listening to this, if you would link to kgov.com/pot,
yeah,
put a link. Either text it to somebody, put it in an email, put it on Facebook, tweet it, wherever you can put a comment under a blog or a news article, kgov.com/pot, it will help more people find all this information that could save somebody's life.
Yeah, absolutely. Another study from Colorado's Children's Hospital. In a post-legalization study, teenagers with marijuana intoxication or who tested positive for pot increased from 146 in 2005 to 639 in 2014.
Wow, and that was 5 years ago now.
Yeah, and this wasn't just asking them if they smoke pot. This is from blood tests.
So you get rid of all the lies and deception.
Right.
And this is just the kids who are admitted to the hospital.
Well, that's true, yeah, right?
And just the teenagers that they're testing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's increased more than fourfold.
Right.
Just in those few years, and undoubtedly it's gone up even higher now.
I'm sure.
And legalization would not increase the incidence of kids smoking pot.
Absolutely not. In fact,
there's no conceivable way.
That was written right on the bill of goods that we were sold back in November of 2008, I believe.
There's no conceivable way that it would increase pot smoking at all, let alone kids. It would reduce kids smoking pot.
Of course, because you would take away.
Right.
What did they say? They had a line about it. It was like the forbidden fruit. We'll take away that temptation of the forbidden fruit.
Right.
Well, no, what you actually did was you made it respectable and you made it legal, which legal implies that it's moral and good.
Right.
Is
exactly.
What they did.
Because the law is the great teacher.
So they lied to the kids.
So how about this? Quest Diagnostics. You've heard of Quest?
Absolutely. Yeah, I see their boxes hanging on the doctor's office there.
Yeah, it's got to be the number one medical lab testing firm in the nation,
that's right.
I assume.
They test blood for everything.
Yeah, so they reported that 2016 drug use nationwide was up, and single-year increases in the legalization states were up about 10%. Mm. That's Washington and Colorado.
Yeah.
Colorado is up over 11%. That's drug use in a year.
Right. At work.
At work, up in 1 year.
Wow.
So, but it's not going to increase. And, you know, all the arguments made were mostly potheads.
Mostly made by potheads, constructed by potheads.
Repeated by other secondhand potheads.
Right.
They're secondhand potheads.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, finally.
Like libertarians.
We have a study from the Highway Loss Data Institute. They reported that from 2012 to 16, car crashes are up in the decriminalization states.
Oh, they're biased. They're bigoted.
That's the Highway Loss Data Institute.
They're prejudiced.
Anywhere from 4 to 14% increase in car crashes.
Colorado, 14%.
Inexplicable by any other means. Nothing else changed.
Yeah.
There was just decriminalization or legalization of marijuana, which is hurting people, especially on the highways.
Yeah.
I think of the December 25th crash, Bob. It just happened on Christmas Eve on I-70.
That mom,
a woman was killed. Her daughter was in critical condition. And the pothead was killed. Everybody died.
Yeah, but marijuana has never hurt anyone.
Yeah. Well, tell that to the family of that mother and that child.
Mm.
And tell that to the tens of thousands of other people who are going to be injured over the coming years because of marijuana.
Yeah. All right, Doug McBurney, thank you so much. What
great
an honor
here.
It is, Doug, to have you in studio, usually only on Mondays. This week, Tuesday also. Yesterday's show was a hoot.
Yeah, go back and listen to
that. I'd rather be choked than woked.